What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show proudly sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Jack, this is the last top 5 at 5 before the rest of your life begins tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, big stuff.
All right, let's do it.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So what I have for you today, the five best things that have happened in the last 24 hours. Hopefully 24 hours from now, we can re-update this with a nice 8-0 win.
Oh, that's 8-0. What I'd love.
8-0.
You go 8-0.
That'd be fun.
You tell them to get back into the box because you want the final two at
tell
that.
Tell them to wear one.
Yep.
Actually, I've officially... I'm not going to throw a Joe.
No.
Like, I want to just beat him. I just want to beat him soundly. Don't give him any excuse. Don't hit him, and he bows out of the competition.
No
interest.
Go in and dominate.
That's the goal. That is the goal. So, number five, speaking of that, and this happened 2.5 hours ago, was when Trey Turner gave this little message.
Oh. Hey, Jack. Heard you're down 0-1. Keep your head up. You've had my back. I got yours. Go get him on Wednesday.
It may have looked like a hostage video.
A little bit. Where was the gun? The gun was just off screen.
Behind the cameraman.
He's saying to himself, like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, this is maybe the dumbest thing I've ever been a part of.
He's down on one. Down on 0-1 for what?
He's like, what? What's going on here?
I got snubbed from the All-Star game, and then I got to deal with this idiot.
Yeah.
You know?
Here's what I'll say. He's gone up a couple notches.
Oh.
It's pretty cool for him to do.
It is.
It's pretty cool for him to do. So he's gone up a couple notches in my book.
Yep. That's my
guy.
Yep. Yeah. Fourth is the fourth best thing that's happened in the last 24 hours is Waymo's coming to Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
In this city?
Oh, come on.
This is sure going to be a disaster.
Don't self-driving cars?
Don't you know what we did to Hitchbot?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that?
Remember that?
Yeah.
Dude, it killed Hitchbot.
Yep.
In one day.
This guy, this poor little thing is going around the world. Yeah. Gets here ruined in a night.
So Waymo has no shot.
So I have taken, when I was, Waymo is in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So I was out visiting my brother. He said, do you want to take one?
Yeah.
It is. And I've been in a car with friends who have a Tesla and did the self-driving while they were in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
It is an entirely different experience when the car pulls up and there's nobody in it.
Oh, you weren't? He wasn't with us.
Oh, did you do
Marks? It was Marks. Arizona.
Oh, they have him in that was the first place.
That's the first place I've ever been in them.
It was terrifying. Like, I just kept being like, I know it's going to work probably. But
like, we had to do it, though. We had to get
of course.
To do it. Yeah.
I think we took like a 4-minute video, like the longest video ever. It was creepy, man.
Yeah.
Well, I loved it. I thought it was, when Uber first started, it was great. The drivers are not quite as, and I don't mean to insult anyone specifically who does it. Mm-hmm. I just have this one memory. I had hip replacement surgery. My wife did not want to drive to Manhattan to take me home, so we had to take an Uber home from the hospital. The guy pulls up in the Uber. Now, mind you, I had just had hip replacement surgery. Guy gets out of the, I think it was a Camry or whatever. Guy gets out of the car, has one shoe on.
Was it on his driving foot?
I said to him, I just had hip replacement surgery. Can you take it easy out there? He goes, yeah. Let me tell you, he didn't take it easy. Sped to every stop sign, every stoplight. We get on the, and I'm just like, I'm bouncing up and down.
In the back seat.
Had not had the pain pills.
The painkiller yet.
Got home. I was nauseous from the anesthesia wearing. I had just spent the last 2 hours in the operating room throwing up into a bag because I was so nauseous from it. Meanwhile, this guy's like Mario Andretti. Ready, trying to get me home. It was the only thing I asked was, could you take it easy? I think the Waymo would take it easy, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. I almost wish that every car was self-drive, though. Like, you know, they're like,
yes.
I think that's
either everything or nothing.
Yeah. So we'll see how it works.
Yeah, the mix is what
yeah.
the issue is going to be.
Interesting.
Yes. Yeah. We'll see how the city handles it.
Yeah. How long until the Waymo gets the finger for somebody or a rage driver is tailgating the Waymo because it's not driving fast enough?
That's exactly what I'm thinking about.
Someone puts a cowboy sticker on the back.
So in LA, the last time I was in one, they couldn't take the highway. They wouldn't
take the highway.
Yeah, we couldn't take the highway either.
So I don't know if it's there yet with it, but I'm looking forward to it. I downloaded the app again when I saw the news.
I definitely wouldn't get in one if it was getting on the expressway.
No, not yet.
No shot.
No. Not yet.
No shot.
I could survive 20 miles per hour, 25 miles.
But again, better than that guy that drove me home from hip surgery.
That does sound miserable.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The third best thing that has happened in the last 24 hours, Ike telling me pre-show that he's been dealing with his own mortality because his knee hurts.
Yeah. It happens, man. You're like, shoot, I'm getting older.
Well, because he woke up. You don't even know where the knee injury
came. Don't even know where it happened at.
Which is the most like, wow, we're getting old kind of thing of all time.
Yep.
I'm assuming it happened on the golf course Saturday. That's the last active thing I did. Saturday morning.
When you get old, it's like, why does that thing hurt? Yeah. I don't know, because it's worn out, chances are, is why.
Somehow. Know? But this has gone from just, like, it's one thing for it to be aching, like, sore or whatever. I got fluid on the knee.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, it's swollen.
Yeah.
Like the size of a grapefruit right now.
Well, it's because you're an athlete. It happens to
athletes. Well, I once was.
Yeah.
Once was.
Yep.
Ike got mad at me because I was, you know, kind of laughing a little bit.
Oh, no, because you think it's funny.
I do think it's funny. No, I think you're going to be all right.
I don't know.
Now, if it goes south, then my bad. But for the current portion, it's a little funny.
Why don't I go to the absolute worst thought? They're going to have to amputate my knee.
Oh, that's exactly what I think about all the time.
It's a normal reaction to some fluid in the knee.
I couldn't sleep the other night.
I thought I'd amputate my leg, man.
I couldn't sleep the other night. I thought I had a brain tumor. That's why I couldn't sleep.
I'm sure you did.
I went up to Val and I said, hey, like, I'm getting older. I think something bad is going to happen to me. And she laughed in my face.
It's a good response.
Yep.
It's a good response.
That's man. That's what it is.
Yep.
I'm glad you're humored by this.
Yeah.
Yes. Awesome.
The second best thing that happened. You're going to have a nice limp out to the mound tomorrow.
Dude. Oh, yeah. My God.
But like a real manager.
Yes.
That's a real manager has a limp.
Yeah, and I saw Charlie Trot.
Yeah.
A little bounce.
Yeah, a little bounce. The second best thing that's happened in the last 24 hours is Scott Fransky getting progressively more angry during the Orion Kirkering at bat.
Oh.
Listen to Fransky last night.
1-2 pitch. And that one is...
That's again, that he just doesn't understand the zone right now. He's really lost. I'm a little surprised
a little surprised that somebody on the bench hasn't been thrown out of this game at this point.
I'm sure JT's got to be in his ear.
Kirkering ready, the 2-2. And that one is another strike he misses. He's literally struck him out three times.
I've never seen anything like this.
What is going on?
They were channeling L.A. Yeah. No L.A., no problem for last night. Wow.
You don't usually hear Scott get that.
No.
Get to that level.
No. What are we doing?
Yeah. He was at irritation level 9.
Ballsy of that guy to just keep taking those pitches, by the way.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt Chapman.
Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
It felt surreal watching it.
Yeah.
I was like, I kept waiting for the arm to go up.
Yeah.
It never happened. But the best thing that happened last night, in the last 24 hours is Dirty Rube was back
in
the Phil's TV booth.
All right.
Ruben Amaro Jr. last night.
Bottom of the sixth inning. I think they're waiting to dock somewhere. Got the anchor out. He'll be called in eventually.
Are you a seaman? Whoa. You know about this stuff?
Ooh, boy.
You're so stupid.
Man. Are you a seaman? You know about this stuff?
He's talking about the boats.
Yeah.
We know what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah.
That's a seaman.
A seaman.
Yeah, seaman. Yeah. We know what he's saying.
Is he taking the whole the men bit from the show, by the way? Like, are you a seaman?
No, that's what they're called.
Yeah, it's not seaman.
Yeah. Well, no, nah, but the men thing is our show thing.
Yes,
yeah.
It is. And
wow.
Only you would hear that and go straight to that.
Rube is doing it on purpose.
Has to be.
Are you a seaman? You know about this stuff?
Jeez, I don't even know that as a that might be too much for a drop.
It is. It's like the Jolly, the Maury thing.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to play with context.
Yes.
God.
Wow, that's a good top five there, Jack.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Can't wait till tomorrow. This hour sponsored by Guida Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call Guida with their big summer sales event. Call Guida Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, look, don't be disrespecting me having me on no hold.
Ah.
For 3 hours. Yeah,
yeah, I don't want to disrespect you. Who knows what happens when I see you in person, Corey?
Yeah.
Hey, man,
when you see me, you know what it is.
Don't yep.
be disrespecting me now.
Yep,
right,
yep.
I got to address a couple things. First of all, you know, I've been listening in and out. I got to rewind. Brother Ike.
Yes.
When you earlier when Aaron called, you know, I don't know if you was dry snitching. He was like,
what I say?
He said linebackers was juicing in the 90s. Ike was like, yup, yup.
Ooh, boy. Well, I mean, listen, they were, so yeah.
Lyle Alzado, you remember that Sports Illustrated cover? Yeah.
I was listening, and Ike was just like, yup. I was waiting for Ike to jump in and be like, wait, hold on.
I wasn't going to throw a name out there, but yeah. The 90s were a little wild.
Yep.
Yeah.
It started in the 80s, I think, in the NFL, yep.
Yeah, so look, the executives did their little rankings or whatever. I'm confused. I could have swore Joe Burrow was playing with bums because, like, as I've been told, you know, all these years, all these times, you know, we've been talking, all these great basketball minds. I'm confused. Like, Joe Burrow got the third best team and he can't win the Super Bowl.
No, nobody says that. Nobody says that. It doesn't say third best team. It says third best. Offensive playmakers.
Offensive players. I'm confused about that. So he got that. And he can't even make the postseason 2 years in a row?
Yep, because the defense is bad.
I don't know, man, because I've seen teams with defenses that's close to him. I mean, the Commanders' defense was, like, I think, close to his ranking with the Bengals and what they quarterback do. You know, I'm confused, you know, but. That's a topic for a different day. I know y'all want to dabble into that, but let me get on my boy for tomorrow. Look, listen, this we here, you know, this Christmas Eve, I want you to go home tonight, you know what I'm saying? Jill, put it on him, you know, get it together, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh, boy.
Have a good dinner, all that, because tomorrow is game time, you know what I'm saying? Joe, the camera don't know what hit. I want you to come out. I want you to toy with him. I don't want you to give him the fast stuff earlier, you know, toy with him, let him swing, and then when you start feeling it, get in your zone, I want you to light this boy up. Because what's the dude's name? What's Anthony from New Jersey? Is that his name?
Yes.
Anthony DeCamera.
Yeah, whoever. This dude, I've never seen somebody ride for DeCamera like that. So when you see him tomorrow, I want you to remind him, it's the dude you cheering for, right? Because, you know, he say he, you know, a fan of the teams. I can't tell, like, he must be rooting for the Flyers because we root for winners. I get the camera had that little, you know, fluke win with the golf and all that. We get a little fluke win, whatever. But tomorrow, it's on site. And Jack said earlier, he said he ain't ducking no smoke. I want you to get this boy to smoke tomorrow. Get this W because then, you know, we got running and all that. You know, we know he ain't beating us in no race. You know what I'm saying?
No.
He ain't beating us in no basketball game. You know what I'm saying?
Well.
So after that. This ain't no free throw contest, you know. This
that's true. That's
yeah,
true.
I mean, this is the only thing that could happen with the basketball is it never ends. But
no, see, this is what you gotta do.
Yeah,
you gotta get a ref that's gonna let them play. Because once you, if you get somebody to let him be physical with the camera, it's out of it. He won't cry.
Oh, yeah,
you know
yeah.
What I'm saying?
So he can't hold up. Yeah. Jack, not to put pressure on it, but I think Jack knows this. Tomorrow is, on some level, tomorrow is the competition. Because if Jack wins tomorrow, it puts him in the driver's seat. Like what you said, with running and basketball, we feel pretty confident in Jack and those two. Maybe not tennis. Jack wins this tomorrow, the story turns around. It becomes a choke from DeCameron.
When Jack wins this tomorrow, we don't remember.
Yep.
Y'all go with that if again. We don't know. We don't play with ifs. I told y'all.
Yep.
When Jack wins tomorrow, we going to celebrate after that.
Yep.
I love it.
Dude, I would love it.
Y'all.
All right, Corey.
Yep. And by the way, not that I get inside of anyone's bedroom,
mm-hmm.
unless I'm advising you, what we
Blue
advise
Chew.
For.
Yep. Yep.
But that should be a reward for you after tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah,
like
not before.
Yeah, makes your legs weak.
Yeah,
we don't need that.
That's
tonight.
What they say.
Yes.
Not before. Not
like
before.
The camera,
we don't need that before.
Like the camera after you won golf, it was a bad night to be a sock in Jonah Cameron's house. Like that's, you know, hopefully not the case here.
Yep.
His Wi-Fi was booming that night, huh?
Yeah, it sure was.
Yep.
It sure was.
Now, Corey is a top-of-the-line afternoon show caller. Love him. Is somebody going to coach him on his cheek hitting the buttons?
Because
it's been happening for
it's
been happening for like a month.
Yeah, like the Morse code that he's sending out?
Yes, yeah.
Make sure he's all right.
I didn't know that happened anymore, you know, with phones.
Yeah, how do you even do that with
phones? I thought it like locked it or whatever. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby, what's popping? Happy Tuesday. Yo, that Corey sending Morse codes with his cheek.
That's what it sounds like.
Oh, man, y'all tripping. Hey, boy, the meltdown was real. I've been on this phone an hour at work and 36 minutes at home because I called back. And I ain't tripping. Look, man, let me keep it simple real quick. Let me give you this. I'm Yoshi from Brewery Town. I don't think I'm bigger than nobody. But Ike Reese introduced people to me when I'm at Chickie and Pete.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel as though they love me. You got to give yourself a time limit. I keep telling you. Have an hour hang up if you can't take it. I don't feel no type of way. Sometimes I get on 12, 5 minutes. Sometimes I wait an hour. I just call back the next day. It don't matter. It's a phone call, man. She didn't no boy say he going to keep you on hold. Just be so mad. If my wife tell me she ain't going to give me none, and
oh,
I get home and I try to get some, and she said, I told you, you know what I'm going to say? Well, she did say she won't going to give me none. I love my wife. Speaking of loving my wife, the basement, the bathroom, the kitchen, the living room.
Oh,
the
poor.
Bedroom.
It's all right.
When your kids ain't in the house, you ain't got nothing but cats looking at you. You can do it anywhere, baby. Anywhere. You know what I'm talking
He's
about?
He's out of control.
Man. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, man, when Aaron said that he was in the ninth grade when 9/11 hit, I said, God almighty, I was almost 30.
Well, I was in the second grade.
Remember that you're old. That boy was in the ninth grade, boy. I was sticking and moving. You know what I'm talking about? Man, I'm still laughing at last week. I had to text Jackie by it. Y'all was talking, went on a whole nother conversation. I still in the background talking about Aries, Aquarius, Taurus, Gemini. And then again, later on with TJ Watt. Yeah, he had like 15.
Yeah.
Man, I'm still cracking up at that. Hey, man, that boy said my answer. When Michael Jackson came out, I had that answer. Michael Jackson came out and said, I love you all. You're so beautiful. Those were the good old days. But I love the new song. And then that do-do-do-do. But I'm going to go with his sister. When Justin pulled off his shirt.
Ooh, how about that?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right, Nipplegate.
Oh, that's what I thought he was going to come up with. Yeah. That's what I thought yours was going to be, going to be Nipplegate.
That's more up your alley.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what mine is. Nipple,
by the way, Yosh, that changed. You probably wouldn't expect it. That changed radio, too.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden the rules, because it was an FCC thing, all of a sudden I worked at a rock station. We would have, at YSP, we had certain songs that had a bad word in it that we let go. Like for years, it was Pink Floyd song, Alice in Chains song, all that. No more. After Janet Jackson, I remember this second Tim mentioned. Sabian sent me in, go edit all the songs. Go take all the bad words out, all that kind of stuff. We used to let them play, but after Janet Jackson, the rules changed for everybody.
Man, and then we started having bad Super Bowl halftime shows.
Yes,
for
safe.
About 10 years.
That's
yeah.
when we got all the old guys in there.
Yes.
That's how we got Paul McCartney.
Well, that's a big deal. I mean, come on, that's probably Sir Paul. It was a bad halftime show, I remember. I was very disappointed.
Of the old guys, Tom Petty was a good one.
Well, it was Prince was 06, right?
Prince was a good one.
Prince is a good one.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just, so was Paul McCartney.
Not for me, it wasn't.
Yeah. Petty was good.
But Paul McCartney.
Tom Petty do one?
Tom Petty did one, didn't he? I feel like I'm going crazy.
I forget.
Well, I'm going to go check.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Yeah. Hey, Yosh.
Now Yoshi's he's naming zodiac signs in the background.
I like I agree. Before I go,
oh wait,
I
Tom Petty.
I want to leave with a little poem real quick. Oh. It ain't nothing much.
Oh, you said poem. Okay,
I said something else.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
All right. Jack gonna take the mound and he gonna down this clown. Can you dig it? Been calling my man Jackie quits. New name change. Tomorrow we gonna call him No Hit Fritz. Can you dig it? Mm. Big man look, big arm, little bat. Where Joe at? Strike one, strike two, strike three. He went down to Jack. Can you dig it? Thank you.
Yeah.
Love y'all, Cash Man.
Hi, Yosh.
Oh my God!
I thought that was
Yosh doing that. That was Fritz doing
Jack
that.
Did it? Yeah.
I thought that was Yoshi doing that.
What a weird concept that is.
Yeah.
Man, I feel
that like spoken word. Is that what that was?
Yeah. Well, it's like the slam, like the poetry nights or whatever.
Yep. Love Jones.
I feel like you losing the golf has brought the afternoon show
Closer together. Besides Anthony.
And yeah, I mean, all of us are now. Well, he's
not really an afternoon show.
He
guy.
Wants to be.
He wants to be.
He wants to be. You could tell. And nobody is that upset staying on hold unless they want to be an afternoon.
Yeah, because they just wouldn't stay on hold.
Yeah, just hang up.
Just hang up.
Just hang up. Waited all day. Jack, tomorrow is really, it's no pressure because this is the moment where, like, where it turns.
Yeah.
Like, this is the, I truly believe that your victory tomorrow, because of the loss in golf, will be bigger and more meaningful.
Yeah, well, the good part is, I'm not surprised the golf thing happened. I don't have many clutch golf moments.
Okay.
I got some clutch baseball moments.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I need the channel.
First team all Chessmont.
Big game Fritz.
Yeah, that's what they called you.
Yep.
Until you got to college.
And, well, there's no big games.
No.
But there was a big game.
Yeah.
Now, adult league. You want to start counting adult league? Second in the ERA title in the Westchester Adult League 2014.
Okay.
You know, champion that year.
All right.
Wow. There's some moments.
Okay.
Golf, not surprising a meltdown happened. Tomorrow, my sport.
I'm excited.
Yeah. I think I'm excited to see what the old win looks like.
Yeah, I got to see my boy. I want to see.
Because you put me in the athlete club without ever knowing. You know, I do know your big plays. Yeah, I remember Richie's huge plays. Hugh, of course.
Yeah.
That is deservedly so.
Yeah, we didn't really have any record of yours.
There's no.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of hearsay.
A lot of talking.
A lot of talking.
You know what the pitchers are going to sound like? They're going to sound like that. Like that.
A little mitt popping.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Man,
this is gonna be good.
That's gonna be good.
All right, this is gonna be easy. All right, sorry.
This is gonna be good. Sorry. So the umpire's GoPro.
Yeah.
How we get to see that?
But Tucker will put a whole video together,
and then
we'll get the whole video.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's like the Sunday Night Baseball cam. Remember the one with like Trey turned around and Schwarbs turned around?
Yeah.
What did we say we're gonna do at 5:30? There was something.
So Rube commented on the morning show about the competition tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh, Ruby.
Yeah, Ruben Amaro did. So
it's good stuff.
We'll hear Ruben Amaro's comments on tomorrow's matchup. Today's show sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. This, of course, is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show has been sponsored by Gaida Door and Window. Take advantage of Gaida's big summer sales event. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GAIDA or visit goguida.com. The Twitter question, which has been dangerous for me to check all day today, as every time I log in, there's a new Mets fan threatening my life. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Are you now pro or anti-robo-umps in baseball? 73.4% say pro.
Holding steady.
Yep. Chris in North Philly, you're on WIP. Chris.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Chris?
What up, Chris?
So I played with Jack, actually, back in like 2019 in an adults league.
Wow, 2019 Jack was playing.
Yeah, one summer, came out of retirement.
Wow, did Jack pitch in that year?
Yeah, he threw a lot. He was he was throwing some gas.
Really? And he was good?
Yeah, he was really good for us. You know, he probably pitched like every other game, you know. Probably like 5-6 innings. I mean, he was our go-to guy.
Wow.
I think I'm excited for tomorrow. I'm trying to like get there during the middle of the day. I'm trying to like slip away during my lunch break or something. But yeah, it's going to be fun.
Sure seems like there's going to be a crowd tomorrow.
It does seem like it. And just one final reminder.
There wasn't going to be.
One final reminder here. If you are coming to watch at Plymouth White Marsh High School tomorrow at noon, no booze. No booze in the parking lot. No booze on the field. It is a high school. We're going to be respectful of Plymouth White Marsh High School. We thank them. We thank the team for backing up Jack defensively. And what I would suggest you do, if you would like to have an adult beverage, is after, to celebrate, go over to McGurk's, because that's where we'll be doing the show, McGurk's in Fort Washington. In fact, Joe and Hugh will be there. Is Joe back? Is Giglio back tomorrow?
I think Joe is back tomorrow.
Oh, back from the Pacific Northwest.
Giglio will be back tomorrow. So they will do their show previously. So maybe you stop in around 11, then you head over, throw the watch Jack win, and then we head over there and celebrate, and then watch the Phils over at McGurk's.
I'm actually not sure if Joe is back tomorrow.
Oh.
No idea if he's back
tomorrow. Yeah, no idea. We're just guessing.
Yeah.
It'll be Hugh.
Hugh will definitely be there.
Maybe it's TK. Maybe it's Giglio. I'd like to have Giglio there. Thank you for the update, Chris. It makes me feel a little bit better knowing that Jack was throwing well as of 2019.
Was he throwing it in the 80s?
Yeah, I would say, you know, probably like low 80s, high 70s, you
okay.
know.
Wow. That's a Fritz guy report.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I don't want to give anything away, but I think, you know, I think he's got some off speed too.
Ah, yeah. Do we go to the off speed or do we just stick with the fastball?
Give him the heater, Ricky.
Yeah.
Look, whatever is. Thank you for the call, Chris. Whatever is going to keep your arm in the best shape.
Yeah.
I think.
And whatever you have more control of.
Yeah.
Well, that's the fastball. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The other pitches might be show me's.
Oh, yeah, just...
Let them know that it's there.
Yeah, just let them know that it's there.
Yeah, let them know it's there.
Get them down 0-2. You're like, you just want to show them, let them know you're alive. So, Ruben Amaro Jr., former Phillies general manager, also part of the WIP air staff, also part of the NBC Sports Philly broadcast.
Doing the games, yeah.
Was on with DeCamera and Richie, I believe, this morning, talking about the matchup between Fritz and DeCamera. Here's what Rube had to say.
Obviously, try to work some deep counts. That'll benefit me. If he has to throw, let's just say, 40 to 50 pitches, and it probably won't get as high as 50, but it could. If he has to throw 40 to 50 pitches at the age of 31, he's going to be trying to pump it in there about 80 miles per hour. How tough will that be on him?
It will be very difficult. 60 feet, 6 inches is going to get longer and longer and longer. Now, I know he's done it, and he's done it at a higher level of college and stuff. But it's not going to be easy for him, especially if he hasn't been, like, on the mound throwing regularly for, like, the last, you know, couple of months, 3 months, 4 months. I mean, the fact that he's going to have to try to do this under a great deal of duress, way more duress than he was doing it, you know, in college, believe it or not, because now he's got so many more eyes on him. It's not going to be easy for him, man. I actually commend him for going into this challenge trying to do this. Because it's 60 feet 6 inches is not going to be anything simple to manhandle.
So here's what I'd say about commending him, Ruben.
As if.
I mean, he's the college athlete.
What happened
I'm not.
To High Road Hammer? What happened to him?
Well, I'm just. I mean, I
give High Road Hammer.
I give
like,
High
yeah,
Road.
You're right, Ruben.
I give High Road Hammer, but I don't have to commend him.
I think it's a gutsy thing, just because you know you have to understand, like to get on the mound and just start firing. Everybody thinks that everybody can throw like Zach Wheeler. That's not happening, pal.
Well, and that's not happening. That, but I'm also not going to be hitting like Barry Bonds. I might try, but you know, come on.
No, I understand that. That's that. But being able to throw the ball over the plate is a real issue.
Yeah.
And I feel for him there, for him actually taking this challenge. So I got to give him some love for that.
I feel like Ruben's trying to psych you out. I feel like Ruben is pro DeCamera in this.
I do.
I
think that's where he's going with this.
That's the how it sounded to me. It sounded like he was trying to psych you out. It is the way it sounded to me. You know?
I don't know. 60... Jack, how's the relationship with you and Rube?
I think it's good.
Yeah.
I don't think he enjoys hearing the hardest wood I ever touched.
Maybe not.
Then he should stop being all sexy on the broadcast. You know?
I know.
That's on him.
So I do have a little bit of a concern now.
Oh, no.
Well, what? Rube said he should have been thrown for 2 or 3 months.
Well, of course he should have. We've known about this for months. We begged him to prepare for all
start
of this.
Start warming up or something.
It's just not...
I throw more than I thought I was going to throw.
You threw twice.
No, I haven't.
Three times?
No, I've probably thrown like 6 times.
Okay.
Two times off a mound, yeah.
Okay.
But like a lot of long toss sessions.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The arm feels like it's in a pretty good spot.
He's not. Jackson,
he's going to try to wear you down.
Yes.
That's what he's going to try to do.
I know.
Yeah. That's why throwing strikes at the top. That's it, man.
He's right.
That's
just
it.
Put the ball in play, Joe.
Yeah.
He's not swinging that bat until you show him that you can throw strikes consistently.
Yeah.
Because if you're him, his best chances of reaching the base is
a walk,
not a hit.
Yep.
Yeah. Walk's as good as a hit.
Yeah.
And that's what he's telling himself all night.
Yeah. It's little league.
So just like they
told all the 6 and 7 year olds.
Yep.
Yeah. Walks as good as a hit.
You don't have to swing, man.
Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. Yeah.
Hey, Spike, Ike.
What up, Tasty Cake?
The winner and champion, Jack.
All right. There we go. Fritz, he's locked in.
This particular baseball, you guys bill it as a competition when it's really not a competition, because Joe can win this competition without any athletic prowess whatsoever. Because if Jack's off, what's Joe doing except standing there like a statue?
Yeah, well, I mean, some would argue he won golf by barely even being able to play golf. So. Yeah, I agree. But then I guess I would say all Jack has to do is throw the ball in the strike zone and he's going to win this.
Right, which he will do.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Now, as far as this fella Anthony that calls you, Spike, and is disrespectful, first of all, don't come on the afternoon show and sell him that noise. Nobody wants to hear that.
Oh, of course not.
And,
And secondly, and I know it's all about gamesmanship, Spike, but so Jack went on the morning show, which I thought was a big thing because they spent the last 5 weeks saying how weak he was and soft and everything. And he went on their show by himself without you and Ike, and they had their whole gang there, right?
Yep.
So I thought, all right, now the camera goes, you know, we'll take some calls on pro Jack, pro him. And I immediately, because I wanted Jack to know that there was guys listening that were Jack. So I immediately called in, and they took, and again, I'm not complaining about nothing. I'm just saying what is. They took three morning show zombies that said hammer, 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 and I never made it to the air.
Yeah, of course
not. And that's what happened.
Yeah, that's what happens sometimes, you know?
So, you know, Anthony's full of baloney when he says, you know, whatever you do on this show, they didn't take any Jack guy. They did. The second time I called in, they did. Seltzer, James Seltzer is always nice to me, and I did call in another time because sometimes I think it's a little overboard, you know what I mean, with the weak-minded stuff. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I just don't.
So, well, I feel you because you feel like they're attacking your guy.
They're attacking my guy.
Right. Nah, reckoning is coming.
And the person that does it the most is someone that I've been listening to for 30 years, and I'm absolutely stunned at how Rhea is relentless about it.
Yeah, Rhea has leaned into this.
Well, and I'll tell you.
She's so happy, too. I actually want Rhea to get in the box tomorrow.
Well, yeah, that's another thing. The what do they say? What comes home to roost?
The rooster.
Rooster.
The rooster comes home to roost? That's not what they say. That's not the phrase.
Chickens come home to roost. Chickens come home to roost.
Like, Rhea's going to have to.
I think that's right.
Rhea's going to have to come face to face with God on this whole thing. In that she picked her side. And right. If the side's a loser, then she's a loser too.
Oh.
And I love Rhea. Yeah, I've worked with Rhea for a very long time, has always been supportive, but she picked the side on this one.
Yep.
And if the hammer goes down, then Rhea goes down with him. And that's it. She picked her side. So
and the last thing I wanted to say to you guys, all you guys, I love you guys, motivated me because by hook or crook, Jack, by hook or crook, if it's 2-2, I'm gonna be in that basketball thing.
Oh, you have to be.
Oh yeah, you gotta be there.
I must be there.
Yep.
And I tell my rehab guys I gotta be there. You know, I get on them parallel bars and I'm walking now. And I'm getting better, and I will be there for that. And then if this guy Anthony thinks he's loud, you know, I could get loud. we right? Hey, Spike, the rule is afternoon show don't lose no basketball contest.
No, absolutely not.
On this station, right, Ike?
No way.
No way, dude. Yep, so Jack's winning that one, and I must be there for that.
Oh, yeah. And hopefully at that point – you know,
we've already had it wrapped up.
Yeah, I mean, we're just going to be, that's just going to be a celebration, hopefully.
Well, he said this morning, just to let you know, Spike, he said this morning if it's wrapped up, he don't think he's doing basketball.
Oh, he is. He is. Or he thinks, he hasn't seen.
The other side of Spike.
Yeah, he has no idea how relentless I can be. He's playing basketball.
He'll want to do it. Yeah. He'll want to do it before. So
yes, yeah. Just go in there and lose like a big boy. If it's wrapped up, he's playing basketball. I'm not going to be robbed of. First of all, Tasty Cake.
I'm not going to be robbed.
Well, I'm not going to be robbed of this.
Yes.
And second of all, Tasty Cake, I need for both Joe and Jack to see how long this basketball game is going to go. Jack keeps talking about going up to 11. Like we're gonna be there for a week, so yeah, I'm looking forward to that as well, Tasty Cake.
Can I quick give you my TV moment?
Oh yeah, your memorable TV moment
is the All Star game when all the All Stars surrounded Ted Williams.
Oh well, that's a great answer. Pager went Shove City. Well, I think Ted Williams came out there for it was in Fenway in 1999, so it was a good all-century team. And he got brought out in the wheelchair, got taken all around. It was beautiful.
Oh yeah, I don't remember.
It was really something to see. The respect they gave Ted Williams, it was kind of awesome to see that.
Yeah. Well, Tasty Cake, here's what I'm hoping, or what I know. Jack's going to win tomorrow, and it's all going to set up for your return, and you'll be there in the gym when Jack is crown champion.
I will be there, Jack. Yeah. All right. Love you guys.
All right, Tasty Cake.
All right, Tasty Cake. Love you, brother.
Justin, Tennessee. What's happening, feller?
Somebody else I love. Yep.
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What's up, Justone?
Oh, man. During baseball season, y'all know I really don't call back-to-back days and whatnot, but I had to call today because I got to help my boy get his back up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's just I'm just going to tell you what I told you last week, Jack. It's the same game you've played ever since you was a kid. I don't care if there's 150 or 10 people there tomorrow. It don't matter. You're going to light his ass up like a Christmas tree. He don't stand a chance. He's dadgum dogs running down the road. I tell you what, living in the country, something else, boys. Break up my darn stride here. Anyway, you're going to light him up. He don't stand a chance because he ain't going to get the bat off his shoulders. And if y'all paid attention, which I'm sure you did when y'all had that umpire on, he ain't going to cut Joe no slack.
Nope.
He might say it's going to be a tight strike zone, but if he sees Joe ain't going to get the bat off his shoulder, he's going to call it tight on Joe, I believe. I really. If
to
he
make him swing,
gonna,
yeah.
Yep. If Joe's going to play mind games and stuff like that, try to get Jack, like, I think if Joe tries to call time and step out of the box, like, as Jack's trying to throw a pitch, that ought to be an automatic strike right there because that's Bush League stuff. Because they were talking about that this morning. If you're going into a competition, go into it like a man. I'm a man. I'm here. If I win, I win. If I lose, I lose. But I'm going down swinging.
Yep.
Not standing there walking, not squatting like, you know, some 8-year-old in Little League. Do it. Just beat his ass from pillar to post, Jack. You've got every one of us behind you. Hey, got my book in the mail today.
Got a nice
little inscription from Jack.
Oh, he personalized it?
Yeah.
All
man,
class.
That's my boy, man. As soon as it came out, I ordered that thing. So now I'm done with this. I got to handle a little business.
Uh-oh.
All right.
So yesterday, I get done with my call, and I'm doing my thing, and I go back out on the porch to listen to the rest of y'all's show, just like I do every day. I listen to the rest of the show, then I take a shower, and then I eat supper and whatnot. And I'm catching strays from Stewardess Jim. For what? For what? Just because I'm trying to bring a little levity to the show, you know,
yes.
Make Ike laugh,
yes.
Confuse Spike.
Yep.
Jack probably sitting back there shaking his head and in the booth farting. But
yep.
I'm just trying to make everybody laugh, bring a little joy to the world.
Yeah.
And, I mean, where's Jim from? Is he from the Philadelphia area?
I think he's in South Jersey.
That's a good question.
So, I mean, you're that close to two all-time franchises in the Giants and the Eagles, and you picked the dadgum Cowboys? Like, what kind of human being are you? I'll never understand.
It's a character flaw. Definitely a character flaw.
Oh, a huge character flaw.
Yeah.
Yes, like, if you're from that area, I do not understand people that are Cowboys fans because they won. Who gives a crap? I'm from East Tennessee. I could have been a Cowboys or 49ers because they were the teams that were good when I was growing up. But you know what? That damn Reggie White played for that Kelly Green, baby. And that was the baddest defense on the face of the earth probably up until this year. And this is one of the all-time defenses. It may not have been that good, but this was the all-time defense. And I still picked the Philadelphia Eagles. I had an uncle who I loved dearly was a Cowboys fan. One of my best friends was a Niners, and my cousin, who's like a brother, was a Broncos fan. You know, they were all better than the Eagles. Broncos was going to Super Bowls, but they weren't winning.
Right.
I picked the dadgum Eagles because that Kelly Green and that silver wing on the side of the helmet, which is badass and iconic. And the weirdest Jim's coming after little old me. Well, let me tell you something, big boy.
Oh, boy.
You called down the thunder. You got it. We need to have us a dadgum fan off or something one day so I can rip his ass from pillar to post and let him know what a true Philadelphia fan is because he's some kind of fake, fraud, fugazi, something or another Philadelphian. Because how can you be from that area and root for the dadgum Cowboys just because at one time they were winners and now their Super Bowls are in SD? He can't even watch highlights in HD. His highlights are on like a one of them old floor model TVs is how you'd be able to take up the whole screen. It's ridiculous. Like, you pull it up on YouTube and it looks atrocious. I mean, am I right or am I wrong?
No, you're right.
It's a little grainy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's Cowboy Jim, stewardess, Jim, flight attendant, Jim, whatever you want to call yourself, you called down the thunder. By God, I'm going to bring it. I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, just like Wyatt Earp said in Tombstone. You want it, big boy? You got it. Jack, you got it tomorrow. Hammer's going down. You're dropping the hammer. You're going to whoop his hind end. Leave no stone unturned, and once you get him, like once it's over, and you, if he wants to continue, hit him one time. Give him one right in the hind end, right in that roast.
Right at the wire
one. There it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, let him wire one. But anyway, I'll get off here and let you go. I love you, boys. I mean, we'll holler at you later.
Love you, Justin.
Apparently there's a tornado warning going on, so
yeah.
Yes.
Hopefully we can still get the thing in tomorrow.
Well, the tornado warning is now.
Not tomorrow.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Don't
worry about it.
It's 18 hours from now.
They don't stick around. They normally hit and keep going.
Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Can I leave now? Trey at Citizens Bank Park recording the video.
Before they left. Yeah, I'm not going to even ask when did they get that, because that had them Sunday?
Yeah, because
they left. They're in San Francisco.
Yep, Sunday. Yep. 1-0. What does this even mean? What's next?
Spike today. Oh, I do not use ChatGPT for my takes. Trust me. Spike during the football season.
Well, actually, their DVOA is in the 95th percentile over a large sample size.
Mike in Havertown.
That's not using ChatGPT for
say,
a take.
ChatGPT.
No, it isn't. What's next?
I thought L.A. could not have sounded more dejected when talking about the state of umpiring, but then Spike told him Jack had to hold the camera to less than 3 times on base, and L.A. hit an all-time low. Alex in Lancaster.
Yeah, L.A. was like, I don't know.
If Jack hold, essentially Jack has to hold him to getting on base fewer than 3 times.
Yeah. Ooh. What's next?
Oh, that was today. Huh, I thought they meant next week. Oh, well. L.A. sitting in a recliner drinking a beer tomorrow during the Fitz DeCamera baseball event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No shot, right?
No.
No shot.
0% chance. Very disappointed. Yeah. What's next?
Logs onto Twitter to like all of Jack's tweets praising Trey Turner. Spike tomorrow after Jack boots a routine grounder back to the mound.
You did it again last night.
I did. Every time Trey Turner makes an error, I go back to
turning two. It was that we weren't turning two in that play.
He didn't have a chance.
Which one, the one he should have came home?
No, the one that was like up the middle, but it was like softly hit, and he rushed it and just rolled it to second base.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think about the one he should have came home on?
Which one was that?
He had one. He had a four. I don't know if it was a force out. Might have been he had to make a tag. But he wound up going to second, and they didn't turn two.
Every time he boots one, there's one tweet, Jack comparing Lindor to him, and I go and I unlike it, and then I like it again, just so Jack knows I'm alive.
And he's hitting 258.
Yeah, he is, and he's not a liability in the field.
Neither is Trey.
Yes, he is. What's next?
All these people celebrating. Why? I ain't saying that. Call me when you get a job. Then call me again when you get a promotion. Until then, don't call me at all. I don't even want to be here. Anywho, congrats. Rios giving an uplifting graduation speech.
Rios is something else, man.
Yeah.
He is something else. What's next?
The general vibe of morning show callers supporting DeCamera. You got this, Joe. You can do it. The general vibe of afternoon show callers supporting Jack. If you lose, you're dead to us, Jack. Frank in Ardmore.
Yeah, I mean, that is the vibe.
They expect more from me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you let us down.
And we're already
time.
Down one.
Oh, yeah, I know. Everyone's in the corner.
Yeah. What's next?
The surprise of today's show wasn't actually the Trey Turner message. It was the unexpected roast of Joe DeCamera by umpire Pat. Joe and Drescher.
That's true.
He did come out of nowhere and just obliterate the camera.
Very ready to go.
Yeah.
That wasn't prompted.
No.
Doesn't seem like he's pro Joe.
No, it does not. But if he ends up on that, I want to know if he's on that show tomorrow. See if he takes the shots at you. See if he's playing both sides.
That's true.
What's next?
And let me tell you something else. Joe DeCamera is so ugly that when he walks into the bank, they turn the security cameras off. Umpire Pat on hold, still roasting Joe DeCamera.
It was pretty intense.
Yeah.
What's next?
On today's show, we'll have Spike Eskin on to explain the deep research and reporting that went into him declaring unequivocally that the Mets are definitely cheating. Pablo Torre on his podcast tomorrow.
I didn't say they're cheating. I don't know if they're cheating.
Never said
that. I specifically said, I don't know that they're cheating. There must be a Fritz at 6 tonight, right?
No, you got Broads.
Oh, okay. Broads is next. Wow. Broads. We will see you tomorrow, hopefully, at Plymouth White Marsh High School at noon.
Let's go, Fritz!
And then the show will be the short show. It's a short show tomorrow because the Phil's game is 3:45. Yeah. So we'll be at McGurk's of Fort Washington afterwards for the celebration. Hope to see you there. You got this, Fritzy. You got this.
Thank you.
Jackie Baseball!
We will talk to you tomorrow.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.